Well, this has to do not just with the mass shootings, but with the day-to-day toll that gun violence takes. It's pervasive all over our country, and most of the time it isn't mass shootings. Most of the time it's one or two victims at a time, whether it's suicide or some kind of marital dispute or a child being in the wrong place at the wrong time. I mean, there are just so many instances that cry out for attention and resolution. No other industrialized country has anything like this level of gun violence. So we have a range of proposals, those of us on the Gun Violence Task Force and members who have been involved with this issue for a long time, but also been frustrated for a long time. We have a range of proposals having to do with tightening up the background checks so the wrong people don't get guns and keeping these battlefield weapons off the street and so forth. One of the most absurd prohibitions we've been living with for a long time has been engineered by the NRA through the appropriations process in the Congress, and they have basically said the federal government, public health researchers, the medical researchers, other researchers cannot deal with the question of gun violence. That's interpreted as advocating gun control, and so there's been a freeze on that sort of research that would just let us know what this toll looks like, what ways it might be prevented. You know, we research everything in the federal government. This is the only area I know where there's an explicit congressional prohibition against even looking at the question. I mean, if the NRA is so confident of its own position, so confident that it's right about guns, why does it fear the results of research? I think we know the answer to that. But in any case, it's not the American way. You know, we don't just shut off areas to inquiry and research and argument. So we need to get rid of this ban, and it's something that we could lift now that we have this budget deal. We have the appropriations bills that are going to be stitched together into a year-long measure, and this is an amendment that is in one of them, and we could remove that amendment. Trouble is, it's been there for a long time, every year, and it's very hard to do because Republicans won't let it go.
Do you think this is a case where the special interest group is swinging what's happening rather than what the majority of Americans feel? And if so, what could be done to try to counteract that?
Well, absolutely. That's what the NRA is doing. They take very confrontational positions. Given the current political environment, they think that's good politics, just in-your-face opposition to anything that deals with the scourge of gun violence. Of course, the majority of Americans are on the other side. Vast majorities favor keeping guns out of the wrong hands with background checks on gun purchasers, and they also believe that should apply to gun shows, and it ought to apply to online sales. There ought not to be loopholes that let the wrong people get deadly weapons. And most people just aren't on the same page with the NRA, but the NRA does have intensity. They do play for keeps. A lot of the voters who are with the NRA are single-issue voters. It's really what determines their vote. A lot of people who favor reasonable gun violence measures, you know, care about a lot of issues and don't necessarily make this their one voting issue. But we really have to get more focus on this because this intense minority with really radical positions is running away with the issue and in the meantime, preventing our country from doing something that it very much needs to do. I mean, these aren't just political games. These have consequences, and the carnage on our streets, and this mass shootings, of course, are just repetitive events now. We've had over 20 moments of silence on the House floor in the last 3 years for victims of shootings. And we always send out our thoughts and prayers. I mean, it's an exercise that, you know, it's just not, it's not enough. It's almost a sacrilege to get up there and express all this sorrow, but at the same time, do absolutely nothing about it. And so with this latest shooting in Oregon, to say nothing of Charleston, people are just desperate to get some action here. I think the American people, a lot of our constituents feel that way. So we're really on a number of fronts in the Congress moving to just, if nothing else, just shame our colleagues into addressing this. It is a national disgrace.
Do you think that they have maybe become numb to a moment of silence there, or the conversation that happens after that, thinking this is something that is just brought up every time and not something that really is going to have to be addressed?
Well, there is a kind of numbness that sets in, and that's what we've got to guard against. God help us if this becomes the new normal, that we just assume that every few weeks we're going to have a mass shooting somewhere and we're going to offer our thoughts and prayers and do nothing. I mean, that's just not acceptable.